Next up, Jimmy boy, we have a fine young man. Let me tell you, went to was born in Hobart, Tasmania. Believe it or not, went to Geelong Grammar with your kids and my kids. Actually,
he did,
got a bit closer to one of my kids. Going out with Lucy.
Still going to school with one of them.
My daughter, and they live together. And his name's Paddy McCartney. He joins us. G'day, Paddy boy.
Hey guys, how you going?
Oh, mate, I'm wonderful and good to see you the other night. I tell you what, I went around there for dinner. Lucy, lovely cook.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Paddy boy
said... Appropriately distancing, were you, Bill, or how did that work?
Well, yeah, there was a couple of us there, so no worries. It was all good. But Paddy boy, let me tell you, the old Gap, he was looking very fit, Paddy. You're going all right at the minute, mate.
I'm going all right, mate. Just getting back into it. It's been a while between drinks, so, yeah, no, I'm feeling pretty good though, mate.
The interest for us, Paddy, is the coach of your footy club, Brett Ratten, saying that they would absolutely look at relisting you were you to get the required medical clearance. That would have been great to hear.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I think, I've been, like, at the club a fair bit, and I don't know, there was something in the paper the other day about me sort of being right to go next year and stuff. I think Tom might have done something, my brother, and... but I've been basically at the club, you know, every day since, you know, December. So I've been at the club a lot and I've sort of been doing everything there, and I've been doing a bit of a program through the Epworth at the Concussion Rehab Center. And then I've sort of finished all that now. I'm sort of ticked off. So now I'm sort of back at the club, under their sort of supervision, I guess. And all the stuff I'm doing now is sort of club based rather than the Epworth concussion stuff based. So I'm sort of back as a player but not listed, if that's kind of confusing. Yeah, that's sort of where I'm at the moment, so yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but what you just said is fascinating. So you've medically completely now been ticked off, so you're 100% clear to play.
Yeah, so pretty much I'm ticked off with everything. I have to do one more test, which I was meant to do last week, but because of this coronavirus stuff, it's sort of been pushed back because there's no rush. But that's just to get ticked off to do contact training. But the Epworth people are really confident that I would have passed that had I done it last week. But just because of this coronavirus stuff, all that kind of thing's been pushed back a little bit just because of the hospitals and people going in and things like that. So, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I'm ticked off. So, yeah, it's awesome.
No, it is, mate. And you went overseas. You went to America and saw some very good doctors there. Yep. And you were telling me one night, Paddy, I might add a couple of frothies, but you were saying that... It was a bit to do with the blinking. The concussion had something to do with the blinking?
Yeah, so basically what I had was like a... so my eyes would spasm without me being able to control it.
Yeah.
And that was through head trauma, through the concussions that I had. And so I went over to Chicago last year just because I'd been sort of in Melbourne for 3 or 4 months and was just sort of getting nowhere and really struggling. And... as you know, Bill, I was sort of going through a bit of a rough patch through the middle of last year, and then met someone in South Yarra who is a neuro chiropractor, and he had some colleagues over in Chicago. So I went over there and did a week of sort of like intensives, which was real brutal. Like it was pretty full on, about 5 or 6 hours a day for a week.
Gee.
And they sort of came up with what they thought was wrong with me, which was that I was having these spasms with my eyes that were sort of to do direct correlation between that and my sort of head trauma stuff. So I worked on fixing that, and then I came back to Melbourne and worked with Brett, his name is, in South Yarra, 3 or 4 times a week, an hour a day for probably 3 or 4 months. And from there, I've made some really good inroads, and then I went to the Epworth and started doing a concussion sort of rehabilitation program there. And yeah, I've just completed that. So I'm pretty much all ticked off now. And they're really, I think at the start, they were a bit worried about me when I went to the Epworth, especially they were sort of thinking that maybe they weren't too sure, but I've surprised them, I think, and I've sort of come through with flying colors. So I think I'm in the all clear now, which is good.
Right.
And training with Bill's young bloke, Oscar, who I know to be a very, very good runner. How are you keeping up with him, Floss?
Oh, mate, he's a greyhound. It's impossible to keep up with him. But no, he's really good. He's flying along. Oscar's been living with us the last week, doing some isolation and stuff like that away from everyone. So we've been training at home, and I've been doing some stuff with him. And my brother Tom, he's down from Sydney for the next 6 or 7 weeks. So I'll catch up with him too and try and keep up with him. He's pretty quick as well, so... There's no shortage of blokes to try and keep up with, but no, I'm just really enjoying being back able to, you know, go and train and do stuff that, you know, for a long time got taken away from me, and you probably just take it for granted, really, being a footballer. You just think you can go out and train whenever you want, and it's just something that happens, but yeah, when it gets taken off you for a bit, you appreciate it a bit more, even though it can be pretty tough.
So, mate, just so that we can make this absolutely, you still 100% have the passion to play AFL football and you've got the clearance to play. So, provided St Kilda put you back on their list, you're off to the races.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm 100% committed to playing and I really want to play. Obviously, you know, the nature of concussion and things like that is that it is quite an unknown quantity in some regards. Like, people don't fully understand it. One, unless they've been through it, or two, they have someone they've been close to that has gone through it and they have sort of the connections through the medical side of it.
Yep.
And I really understand that there's going to be people who are probably going to question whether it's the right thing for me to do to come back. And I completely understand that too, because there was times last year where I wasn't sure if I wanted to come back or not. But I said this to myself and I said to Lewis and my family and everyone last year, like, The only time I'm going to say that I won't come back is when the medicos and the people who are going to clear me say that I shouldn't. And I haven't had that from any medicos or any people who have given me that sort of indication yet. And I haven't had anyone tell me that it's not safe for me to get back to play and that I'm at greater risk than anyone else. So I'm 100% committed to getting back to play. And at this stage, that's what I want to do. And hopefully there's going to be someone who wants to take a chance and give me another crack at it.
Oh, of course they will, Paddy. That is fantastic, mate. Good to hear. Jim, he's still young. He wants to play footy, and medical people said he can. So let's hope he has a good run, eh?
Oh, mate, number one overall draft pick, and not only St Kilda, any club that had the first pick that draft were taking him. That's how good a kid he is. So I'm with you. I can't wait to see him back playing.